The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny this morning. I would imagine it's an exceptionally anxious time for those working in hospitality, not just the nightclub end. We obsess about coppers and all sorts of things. But the hospitality that would be working in restaurants or indeed smaller pubs, because people's behaviour is changing. We know that from the surveys that have been carried out, both for the state and indeed for the media. So let's speak to two businesses that are probably a little anxious over what's going to happen if Neffet reimpose some kind of restrictions. First of all, Paul Donlan is the head chef and owner of Jamel's Restaurant in Galway. Hello, Paul.
Morning, Jonathan.
What has the impact been on confidence in your business? I mean, are you very worried about what's going to happen in the next few weeks?
I think confidence is coming from the public as well, or the lack of confidence, that everybody's in limbo. No one has a clear idea of what's going to happen or when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen. So that's having a knock-on effect. Definitely we're seeing, we made a decision back in August not to do Christmas parties this year anyway. But what I definitely have seen, and you can see it from last week with the graduations, that last year or the year before or even 2019, you would have the extended family all out for dinner for the graduation. This year all we've seen was the immediate family. So you might only have three or four or five at the dinner, whereas years gone by there could be parties at 10 or 12. So definitely the public, I think, had taken advice on board. Reduce their numbers, reduce their contacts.
You can still trade with that, though. If you're getting the families coming through, the households coming through, that's good for you.
Absolutely. I mean, a complete lockdown is no good for anyone. We can survive, we can adapt, we can change, we can overcome if we're given a chance. When they lock us down completely, there's nothing, our hands are tied, there's nothing we can do. We can only take so many punches before we won't get up. And I think we're at that stage now. One more punch and a lot of us just won't get up again.
Lorraine Heskett is the CEO at the Gourmet Food Parlour. Hello, Lorraine.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I'm presuming that you have a very similar situation to Paul. Have you seen many cancellations?
Oh, I have. I have indeed, Jonathan. There's a sense of nervousness out there that I probably haven't experienced since March 2020 when COVID hit the country first. And ever since the last list of restrictions came in, there's been hundreds and hundreds of cancellations. And I think for the restaurant industry, you know, it's a seasonal thing. You know, there are some months throughout the year where we are that a little bit quieter, and we do depend on Christmas trade to bring the year home for us. And we're nervous. We're nervous, and we don't know what's coming ahead of us. We would really love if we could get as much information as possible now so we can prepare for what's ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know the impact of COVID yourself, don't you? You know how bad it can be.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Even personally and from a business perspective. And, you know, like, we want to avoid a lockdown at all possible costs. And everybody in the industry has worked so hard. I mean, I have 6 restaurants and a catering business employing over 200 people. And I mean, my main aim is to protect that, to protect the brand that we've built up over the last 15 years. That's just become so important to us and to everybody else who's in this industry. You know, we have fought so hard over the last 2 years. And as we were just saying there, you know, there are only so many falls that we can take. And to keep that motivation going is what we really need. So we need information from the government and to keep the support there for us in the industry. The EWSS retaining that is absolutely pivotal for us. So we ask the government to really listen to that, to listen to Adrian Cummins and the Restaurant Association and everybody who's lobbying for our industry. And to really, we do need that. And particularly with the amount of bookings that we've lost, it is a worrying time in the weeks ahead.
Paul, you presumably would welcome those supports being maintained as well. But going back to the infrastructure of your restaurant, you know every nook and cranny, you know every corner of it. With what you have, with social distancing, with ventilation, are you confident you can continue to trade safely?
Absolutely. I think from the restaurant's point of view, you know, we're used to taking names and numbers. It's become part and parcel of our business since day one. So for us to extend that, check people's COVID ID, it isn't a huge step for us. We have, from personally, we've our own, we've new ventilation put in, we've screening, We have sanitation stations at every table and separate ones all placed around the restaurant. People generally, when they come into restaurants, just sit there. They don't get up and move about, unlike other establishments. So for us, it is a lot easier. But I think for the whole industry, we can manage it. And we can manage it safely, if given the chance. By locking us down gives us no chance whatsoever.
And Lorraine, just back to you on this. Government will say we're guided by public health. Public health will say some things that perhaps government will use and interpret in a certain way to get from point A to point B. Do you think that there is a willingness at government level to trust you, to trust the sector? Because, again, it's not the same thing, trusting everybody. But, you know, can the sector be trusted to be kept open safely, to do what you know is the right thing to do?
Well, I really, really hope so, Jonathan. And if there's anybody from the government listening to us now, and I can echo what I know all my colleagues in the industry are pertaining to every day. Like, we have invested, we have invested so seriously in our business to maintaining the safety of our customers and our staff. That is of the utmost importance to us. So from even walking in the door to ensuring that the COVID certs are checked versus ID, versus making sure that the distance is there, making sure that everything is sanitized, cleaned down in an effective manner. And we have gone above and beyond, and we will continue to do so because we understand and want and know the importance of it. So if there is anybody from the government listening in, I hope that they will take that on board and take it very seriously, because we are taking it very seriously.
If you take another hit, Paul, and you kind of hinted at this already, if you take another hit, do you think you'll be able to keep the door open?
It'll be extremely difficult. We've lost so much staff to other sectors and other industries already that it's very difficult to maintain the level of staff that we need. If it happens again, people will just leave the industry in droves, because you need to be guaranteed that you're going to have some form of income. The levels of income of support, while they're welcome, just aren't enough to get people by. So I believe, personally, if we're locked down again, I think it'll have a detrimental effect on the whole industry. I think you'll see massive closures, because people just won't come back to the industry.
Well, fingers crossed it won't happen. NPHET meeting later on to discuss masks. It does appear the leaks coming out that they're talking about masks at outdoor events and maybe primary schools, and not clear whether there'll be anything that impacts your sector, but we'll wait and see. Paul Donlan, head chef and owner of Jamel's, and Lorraine Heskin of Gourmet Food Parlour, thank you both very much for joining us.